How you been doing today?
I've been doing all right. How you been making?
Oh, I had to go up to Waco and meet somebody this morning. Just got back a little while ago.
I just wondering where you stayed last night.
I was at the Surrey Inn.
That's where I figured you probably stayed.
It's a pretty nice motel.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice place to stay. Where that's concerned.
It looks like it's pretty new.
The Surrey Inn?
Uh-huh.
He ain't been there too many years. Imagine around about 8 or 10.
I see. I meant to ask you the other day if you ever did much fishing.
Fishing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I done a lot of smart fishing. No commercial fishing, but just pastime fishing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young then, I done quite a bit of it.
What do people fish for around here?
Well, the main thing we fished for was the cats, the carp, and the buffalo. Of course, there was shad, perch. But late years, they got all these government fish in here, different kinds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at that day and time, they had the plain old, what we call the creek fish, growed in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
That was the cat and the fish and the buffalo and such like.
Some of those catfish can get pretty big, can't they?
Yeah, they get pretty good size. Come on, dude. I've done a lot of fishing with trot line in the Brazos River when I was young,
mm-hmm.
as far as that is concerned. And I've done right smart areas in Diego. But I never was to what you call a dyed in the wool fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
If the bit, I fished. If they didn't bite, I didn't fish long.
I know what you mean.
Well, I'll tell you where my trouble was. I learned when I was a boy to go in there and feel for them. Take your foot and feet around on little stumps and old roots and logs and things. You find one, go down there and get him.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him out. And therefore, I naturally wasn't no fisherman to sit down there like some people sit there all day long just get a nibble once in a while, never catch a fish. I couldn't do that. I'd sit there an hour or so if I didn't catch nothing. Well, I was ready to move.
Yeah, it can get kind of boring. Nothing's biting.
If I had somebody with me, why? And he would do it, well, we'd go in together and get what we wanted and quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of fisherman I was.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here do much creek bank fishing?
Well, when I was a kid, there was kids fishing the creek. The creek wasn't big enough to have many fish in them. But the Yebo was a pretty good size, muddy stream, where I got the Yebo Lake down there now, that country.
Mm-hmm.
Runs all across the west side of the county, from into the east corner down there, Clay Station, over into Brazos River, Yebo does.
Are there very many different creeks around here?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of little old creeks, but ain't no big ones. The Yebo is the biggest creek of all of them, except the Brazos River.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest thing since the Brazos River. And we've got this creek run through town. Yeah, it's a long creek, but it ain't too big, and it ain't got too much deep water in it. But it's called Davison Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Davison Creek. Right here below town is another creek in here where I live. It originally was called Second Davison. They finally changed it over to Second Creek. Pretty good sized creek.
Mm-hmm.
Had some pretty good holes in when I was a kid. I guess it's got good fish in now because all these little creeks filled up with fish from these government tanks, you know, that fish in them,
mm-hmm.
put in them. And also